In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's Gospel, when the man called our Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, good teacher, the Lord challenged his reference to him as good, saying that only God is good. Goodness only is found in God. Both Saint Theophylact and Saint John Chrysostom say that this man was not trying to be cunning, and that he sincerely wanted to inherit eternal life. The problem was he had the wrong idea about what eternal life is. This man was a lover of money, and he wanted an eternally prolonged life so that he could enjoy his possession of wealth. This is why he went away sad. After all, the only reason for eternal life, isn't it, is to enjoy one's possessions. But the Lord told him that non-possession is what bestows eternal life. He did not approach the Lord as God, but as one of many human teachers. He did not approach the Lord as the giver of life, but as just another person who had some philosophy, who could provide him with the secret of eternal self-absorption. His pursuit was not centered in God, but in his own selfish, worldly, materialistic delusion. Tragically, this delusion also involved a sense of self-righteousness. "Thou knowest the commandments," the Lord said, "do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, etc., etc. All these I have kept from my youth up," he proudly proclaimed. He probably would have referred to himself as good. The Lord seems to marvel at this poor man's enslavement to his possessions as he said, "How hard it shall be for them that have riches to enter the kingdom of God." He did not say that it would be impossible, but for those with wealth to enter the kingdom of God, but that it would be difficult. And what does it take to enter this kingdom? This kingdom. What is required is the gospel that was preached first and foremost by Saint John the Baptist, whose beheading we just commemorated. Saint John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Our Lord Jesus preached the same thing. The apostles after Pentecost preached the same thing. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You want to be good? That's how you become good. And the goodness that comes to you is not of your own doing. It is the goodness of God. There is only one kind of goodness when it gets right down to it. And it is the goodness of God. And that comes to us not because we deserve it. It comes to us by the grace and mercy of God. Saint Theophylact states that one who attains non-possession becomes a steward, and that a steward and a rich man are not the same. He distinguishes between the two. The rich man keeps his riches for himself, while the steward, as a trustee, holds wealth for the benefit of others. Very different orientation between those two. Those who have a merely human outlook, that is, they desire earthly things, are pulled downwards into not toward heaven. Those who have little can fall into this trap as well. The Lord assures us that for everything that we give up for his sake, we will receive our reward many times over in the kingdom of God. Stewardship connotes accountability to someone else. Each of us has been given many gifts, blessings. May we give it a good account to God, to our Master, to our Creator, and thus enter into his eternal kingdom to be with him forever. That's the prize. That's the treasure, is to know him, to be in communion with Him, to become like Him, to be alive for all eternity. This is the treasure that will truly last unto the ages of ages. May each and every one of us experience it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.